The Gemara tells us in Kiddushin, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that a person is mechuyev to honor his parent even after the parent passes away. And the mashal brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, coming from the Gemara over there in Kiddushin, is in Siftes and Hilchas Kibud Avayim. Chayv l'chabdo afilu acher moysa, you're mechuyev to honor your parent even after the parent dies. Keitzan, hoya oimer dvar shmua mipiv. You're saying a dvar Torah, you're saying a chiddush in learning in the name of your father. So you should, rather than simply say that your father used to say, you say, oimer kacha mar Abba Mori hareini kaporas mishkova. You say, this is what Abba Mori hareini kaporas mishkova used to say. Hareini kaporas mishkova, the Rishonim explain, is a way of being mishtatef in the oinish that your father presumably is undergoing within the first year of his passing. Because after a person passes away, the first year we assume he's being cleansed of his oinshim, and he's being the oinish purged from his neshama, and therefore we assume that he needs some type of atonement during the first year after his death, and that's why you're somewhat sharing in the burden with your father. It's a way of being mechabed your parent by saying Abba Mori Hareini Kaporas Mishkavai, and this is dafka to be said in the first year. Says the Shulchan Aruch, coming from the Gemara, Vim La'achesh Ne'masar Chodesh, after a year expires, then you simply say, as a way to be mechabed your parent, Zichroine Levracha. You say, my father used to say, Zichroine Levracha. Zichroine, his memory should be blessed. And says the Ramah, Ve'in Chiluk Bein Av Le'im B'chol Zeh. There's no distinction between a mother and a father. The same halacha applies. Again. So according to this Gemara, and according to the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, if a person's parent passes away, so within the first year, you say Abba Mori Hareini Kaporas Mishkavoi as a means of commiserating and actually being maskim to incur some of the responsibility for the father's oinshim. And after a year expires, you say Zichroinu Levracha when referring to your parent. Now the truth is that it's a little bit interesting because the Ramah in Darkei Moshe brings down that there's no distinction regarding the saying of Hareini Kaporas Mishkavai, whether you're saying a Dvar Torah, a Dvar Shmua, in the name of your parent, or you're saying some other type of Memra, even if it's not in learning, even if it's not Torah, still you should say Hareini Kaporas Mishkavai when quoting your parent within the first year. And for some reason, when it came to the Ramah's notes on Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't quote this halacha. He doesn't say that this halacha of Hareini Kaporas Mishkavai applies both when you're quoting the parent in learning and when you're quoting the person, the Inyone Alma. And the question is, does the Ramah assume la halacha like what he said in Darkei Moshe, where he said that it applies even by Dvarim Ba'alma, even not in learning? Or does the Ramah seem to perhaps retract from that, because in Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't note anything when Shulchan Aruch says that the Chiyuv to mention Hareini Kaporas Mishkavai applies when you say a Dvar Shmua in the name of your parent, or something in learning. And the question is, does the Ramah retract from his ruling that he brought down in Darkei Moshe? And in fact, the Tosis Riyah Zokin Taka says that this requirement when mentioning the parent's name to say Hareini Kaporas Mishkavai within the first year after the person's passing, after the parent's death, that only applies when you're saying something in learning in the name of your parent. But if you're stam saying some quote in the name of your parent, but it has nothing to do with Torah, there's no din to say Hareini Kaporas Mishkavai even within the first year. And perhaps this would also explain why the Minhaga Olam is in many cases, to be makel about this, and not to say Hareini Kaparas Mishkavai when quoting the parent within the first year. And the question is, what's Pshat in the Minhag Olam? It's a Mefurish HaHalacha, it's a Mefurish HaGemara, and no one argues, so why does the Minhag seem to be not to be saying Hareini Kaparas Mishkavai within the first year? People say Zichroinu Levracha even within the first year. So the first, perhaps, limud schus and justification for this practice, perhaps, is that the whole entire halacha of Hareini Kaparas Mishkavai only implies when saying Dvar Shmua, a Dvar Halacha, in the name of the parent, they're not stam a quote. And the svara perhaps would be that, as the Rishonim explain, the entire concept of quoting your parent and learning is that it's a tremendous Eloi neshama for your parent if the children and the descendants of the mace are going bedarkei ayoshar, going in the proper path, and they're acting in a way what the parent would be proud of. So that speaks to the chinuch and the direction that the parent gave towards his descendants, and therefore it is a malim schus. It gives some type of benefit to the neshama in the world to come, that he sees that the descendants are actually following in the path that he tried to instruct them in, and trying to follow in his ways in Ruchnius. And therefore, perhaps Dafke, when you're saying a Dvar Shmua, a Dvar Torah, some Dvar Ruchni in the name of your parent, only then is there this Inyan Hareini Pekaporos Mishkavai to augment this Ilu Neshama by saying that you're being Mishtatif in the Tsar and in the suffering that your parent might be enduring in the first year after the death. But perhaps if it's Stam a quote, there's no Inyan to invoke your parent's name, because again, perhaps the Stam quote doesn't speak to the chinuch, it doesn't speak to the benefits that the parent might have in the Olam HaElyon when seeing that his children are following in the path. But Akoponim, this is the first limud schus as to why perhaps people are noyak to just say Zechorin Levracha even in the first year. Perhaps they assume, like this Tosis Riyazokin, and perhaps they assume that the Ramo was Chayzer from that which he wrote in Darkei Moshe, and that Lohalocha, perhaps only by a Dvar Torah do you say that there's this requirement to say Hareini Kaparos Mishkavei in the first year. Another Limud Schus we can suggest, perhaps, is that there's a Machlekes between the Shach and the Taz, whether a person can, in fact, say Zichron Levrocha even in the first year. According to the Shach, the halacha is that you're supposed to lechatchila say Hareini Kaparos Mishkavei, but certainly Zichron Levrocha is also perfectly valid. The Taz seems to disagree, but lamaisa lefi the Shach, that could be pshat in the minig oilam that they say Zichron Levrocha, because according to the Shach, that's perfectly adequate as well, the saying of Zichron Levrocha within the first year. Now, what in fact would be the hezbra machlekes between the Shach and the Taz, whether a person can say Zichron Levrocha within the first year or not? So it could be it's l'shitasam. Because the Taz adds, when quoting this halacha, that you're supposed to say Zichron Levracha, the Taz says, that the Gemara continues, and says Zichron Levracha l'chaya olam haba, that we are blessing the parent, that his zecher, his memory should be Levracha l'chaya olam haba. And since within the first year we assume that he's not necessarily in olam haba, so it's not something that's respectful to say, because not necessarily is he there yet, and therefore your dafka are not allowed to say Zichron Levracha in the first year, because you're supposed to say with it L'chai Olam Haba. Could be the Shachel, that there's no requirement b'chlal to say L'chai Olam Haba. All you're saying is Zichron Levracha, and the words Zichron Levracha apply equally after the first year and within the first year, and therefore, according to the Shach, you could say Zichron Levracha even in the first year. Akoponim, there's a machlekes, the Shach and the Taz, whether you could say Zichron Levracha in the first year, and perhaps that again is a yishuv for the Minhag HaOlam as to why they say Zichron Levracha in the first year. Perhaps they're being samech on the Shach that Zichron Levracha works within the first year, and that's why they're not makbid necessarily to say Hareini Kaparos Mishkavei. The Taz has a very important question. Asks the Taz in Sifkotin Yud Beis, why do we say Hareini Kaparos Mishkavei for all 12 months after the parent passes away, assuming L'chayer that the entire first year he's being purged of his Averis and therefore he needs a Kapara? When it comes to Kaddish, on the other hand, we only say it for 11 months, Kaddish after the parent passed away, not the 12 months, because a 12-month period in Gehenim is for the Rasha, and 11 months for the Tzaddik. We don't want to be machzik, our parent, to be a Rasha, and therefore we don't say Kaddish for 12 months. So how come when it comes to Hareini Kaparos Mishkavei, the halacha is you're supposed to say Hareini Kaparos Mishkavei for the entire 12-month period? That is the question of the Taz, and the Taz answers this question l'shitosoi. The Taz, as we mentioned before, holds that you cannot say Zichron Levracha within the first year, because you're supposed to say Zichron Levracha l'chai Olam Haba, and he might not be in Olam Haba. And therefore, says the Taz, that is the distinction between Kaddish, which we only say for 11 months, and Hareini Kaparos Mishkavei, which we say for 12 months. Why? We're not entirely sure whether the father or the parent that passed away is a tzaddik or a rasha. Memela, when it comes to Kaddish, we don't want to be machzik him as a Rasha. So we say Sheval Tase Odif. Just be passive. Don't go ahead and say Kaddish, because you never know. He might not be in Gehenim, and it's very embarrassing and humiliating to call your parent a Rasha when he's not actually in Gehenim, and therefore Sheval Tase Odif, don't go ahead and say Kaddish. However, when it comes to Harini Kaparis Meshkavoy, there's a chiv to be mechabed your parent when mentioning his name after death. And therefore, you're mechuyev to either say Harini Kaparis Meshkavoy or Zecharein Levracha, one of the two. And says the Taz, if you say Zecharein Levracha, it could be it's disrespectful because you're not allowed to say it within the 12 months. It's also because you have to say L'chayel Mabo. And therefore, we assume that you say Harini Kaparis Meshkavoy because very possibly he's still suffering the consequences of Averis in the 12th month. And therefore, because it's a suffix, you're not allowed to say Zechorin Levrocha, and you have to say something, so you say Harein Kabaris Meshkavim. Hashem Kibay Kaddish, you just don't have to say anything. You just be passive, Sheva Altasi, and therefore you don't say anything. That is the Shita of the Taz as to why by Kaddish we say 11 months, and by Harein Kabaris Meshkavim we say 12 months, because you have to say something, and you can't say Zechorin Levrocha, because he might not yet be in Olam Haba. However, what would the Shach answer to this question? The Shach holds you can say Zecharon Levracha in the first month, in the first year, as we mentioned before. And therefore, the question becomes, how come according to the Shach, the halacha is that by Kaddish we only say it for 11 months? Masha'in Kain, when it comes to the saying of Harini Kaparis Meshkava, we say it for all 12 months. What's the distinction? Why do we seem to be Machzik the father as a Rosh when it comes to Harini Kaparis Meshkava? Masha Enkin, when it comes to Kaddish, we don't want to be Masakim as a Russian. We only say it for 11 months. So perhaps the Pshat in the Shach is based on the Orach HaShulchan. The Orach HaShulchan in Sif Lamed Aleph explains that there's a distinction between doing it Berabim and doing it in a private setting. And the distinction is that if you say Kaddish, which is done Berabim, when there's a minion present, and you do it for all 12 months, you're berabim demonstrating that your father perhaps is a Rasha. And that's something that's disrespectful, and that's why we only say Kaddish for 11 months. However, says the Aruch HaShulchan, Hareini Kaparis Meshkava is only said in a private setting. We're not talking about berabim, and therefore, it's not considered humiliating and disrespectful to the father to say it for all 12 months. Therefore, you could say it for all 12 months. Now, that could be pshat in the Shach, that the distinction between Kaddish and Hareini Kaparis Meshkava is that Kaddish is berabim, and therefore you don't want to be machzikim as a Rosh berabim. Masha Ein Kein, Hareini Kaparis Meshkava is only said b'yachidus. And therefore, if it's only said b'yachidus, there's no problem of doing it for all 12 months. Now, it would be a grace enough gemina now, halacha l'maisa. Because according to what we're saying from the Shach, it would come out that according to the Shach, if you're talking Barabim, you're giving a drosha Barabim, you're giving a shir, and you say something from your father, and it's within the 12 months, then it's embarrassing to do it in the 12th month, because it's Barabim. So it would be like Kaddish, and according to the Shach, if you go like the Aruch HaShulchan, you're not going to be able to say Harini Kaparis Meshkava for the 12th month if you're doing it Barabim. Mashinkin, according to the Taz, even in the 12th month, you could say Hareini Kaparis Meshkava, even if it's Berabim. Because according to the Shach, there is a distinction between Rabim and Yechidus, but according to the Taz, there's no distinction. And therefore, according to the Taz, even in the 12th month, even if it's Berabim, you could say Hareini Kaparis Meshkava, according to the Taz. Now, one last Nakuda, and that is that the Ramo brings a Machlekes about if a person writes something within 12 months and the letter or the shtar or whatever you're writing is going to be around after 12 months and it's within 12 months of the parent's death and you're quoting the parent, do you say Zecharein Levracha because the letter will be around after 12 months or do you say Harein Kaparis Meshkava since the Maaseh is being written now currently before 12 months have expired? Says the Rama, Yesh Oimrim Dim Kaisiv Ketayich Shleimash L'chodesh Davar Maskir Aviv Ein Tzarech Liftov Harein Kaparis Meshkava and Zecharein Levracha. Yesh Shemim that you should say Zecharein Levracha. Why? The Ksivasei Miskayemes L'Acher Shemas L'Chodesh. Because your writing will be existing even past the period of 12 months. And therefore you should say Zecharein Levracha. Yesh Machmirin Afilu B'Ksiva. And some are Machmen, there's Nebuki Yosef, even B'Ksiva, because the Maisa, right now, when you write it, it's within 12 months, therefore you should say Harini Kaparis Meshkavoy, and says the Ramah, the Harachra is the Chinoigen, that the Minig is like this second opinion, that you write Hareini Kaparis Mishkavoi, since currently it's within 12 months of the parents' Petir. Now, again, this Shach is Mavur, like the Taz, that within 12 months, you're not supposed to say Zichrono Levracha Dafka, not like the Shach, because this entire Ramah is working with the premise that within 12 months, you're Dafka supposed to say Hareini Kaparis Mishkavoi, and after 12 months, you're Dafka supposed to say Zichrono Levracha, and the question therefore becomes, what to do when you're writing something where it's going to be around for over 12 months, but b'shas k'siva, it's still within 12 months. Now the Goyin points out, it's Mavur from the Bira Agra, that we look at the shas k'siva and the shas k'siva only. And therefore, if let's say you wrote something within 12 months and you wrote Hareini Kaparis Mishkavoi, after 12 months pass, you don't have to change the letter, erase it, and put in Zichrono Levracha. Because l'maisi, we look at shas k'siva and b'shas k'siva, it in fact was within 12 months of the parents passing.